you a blessed New Year's Eve, Eve of the name of Jesus, and his circumcision, the eighth day during the 12 days of Christmas. Join us on Sunday as we continue our celebration of the days of Christmas, January 2nd. And then the culmination of the 12 days on Thursday, January 6th, the Epiphany of our Lord and the coming of the Magi. We're glad that you're here this evening, Eve of the name of Jesus, as we begin a new calendar year. Let us sing the opening hymn, 899, Across the Sky, the Shades of Night, this New Year's Eve, our fleet. Hymn 899, we stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary.
Thank you.
Page 290, Confession and Absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
To God, my exceeding glory.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
You may be seated. Beloved in the Lord, it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which he strengthens our faith by giving us his body to eat and his blood to drink. Therefore, it is proper that we diligently examine ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. For this holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin, and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man, so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way, also he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ, and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow him. And according to his commandment, love one another as he has loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from this one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with wine of many grapes, and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins to him, imploring him for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. We stand. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent of your sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
Turn to the front of the hymnal and chant Psalm 8 responsibly. Set your glory above the heavens. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place.
What is that that you are mindful of him, and so good that you care for him?
You have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. The Old Testament lesson for Eve of the name of Jesus, the circumcision of our Lord, is from Numbers chapter 6. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall I put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson is from Galatians chapter 3. Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many as you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand to sing the Alleluia.
The name given by the angel.
Alleluia.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. And at the end of the 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Christ.
Page 191, Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and descended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Sing the hymn of the day. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Jesus. Amen. Beloved in Christ, on this New Year's Eve, the eve of the name of Jesus and the circumcision of our Lord, we Christians are in the middle of the 12 days of Christmas, which began Christmas, the celebration of Jesus, the King of the Jews, and culminates in Epiphany, the coming of the Magi, following the star, the light for all the Gentile nations. But here we are, the last day of 2021. 2022 is about to begin. As we begin a new calendar year, how do we do so with the name of Jesus placed upon us? The righteousness of Jesus placed upon us. The blessing of the name of Jesus placed upon us. Hymn about this day says, "At the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue confess Him, King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure we should call Him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word." Now tomorrow, New Year's Day, is a celebration in the world of a new calendar year. Just when we've finished, finally gotten used to writing 2021 on our checks, now we've got to start writing 2022 already. Doesn't seem possible. But our Lord Jesus Christ, on the eighth day, and this is the eve of the eighth day, which is tomorrow, was the day when He was circumcised and He was given the name Jesus, which means Savior, Yeshua, the Lord saves. The angel specifically told both Mary and Joseph that was His name. His name literally means Yahweh saves. What does it mean that the name of Jesus is then placed upon us as we go into 2022, not knowing anything about what the future might hold, but knowing that the name of Christ will lead us as pilgrims through this barren land to the tree of life in paradise? So as we're about to begin 2022, I share three important aspects of the name of Jesus being upon us. First of all, from Numbers chapter 6, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is placed upon us each week in the benediction. Secondly, the name of the Triune God was placed upon us in our baptism. And thirdly, the name of Jesus is the beginning of the new day of creation, the eighth day of the new creation. In Him, all things are made new. If we're going to go into 2022, the first thing we're comforted by is that the name of the Father is placed upon us in the benediction. In Numbers chapter 6, the Lord spoke to Moses and told to Aaron and his sons that this is how he should bless the people. And the Christian church has continued to use that benediction spoken to Aaron and the priest to speak to the people. They were to raise their hands and speak the words of this benediction as we do. It was the blessing of God's name, His thought, His action towards us as a Father who loves us, to bless us, to keep us strong, to make His face shine on us and be gracious to us, to lift up His countenance upon you and to give you peace. This benediction is beautiful because you think of it this way. The Lord is facing you. He's looking at you. Think of how strange it would be if when the pastor spoke the benediction, he turned his back to you and looked at the wall behind him. Instead, the blessing comes from the Father through the voice of the pastor to you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. This is Trinitarian. It's the Father, the Lord, who has blessed you and created you. It is the Son, Jesus, whose face shines upon you as He shone brightly at His transfiguration in an Easter Sunday. And it's the Lord, the Holy Spirit, who gives you peace and the countenance of the Lord that comes to you. Rejoice that tonight as you go into 2022, and every single Sunday, you leave with the name of the triune God blessing you, lifting up his countenance upon you, and giving you peace. The name of the triune God in the benediction goes before us. Secondly, as we enter 2022, it's the name of the triune God upon us in our baptism. In Galatians chapter 3, he says, "You were baptized into Christ, hath put on Christ. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. You are justified," he says, "by faith. You are baptized into him." Now, the reason why the scripture says in our baptism there's neither male nor female, Jew or Gentile, and for that matter, old or young, no matter what color of skin or language a Christian speaks, is because when we are baptized into the Son of God, capital letter S, Jesus, we are all male and female sons of God, small letter S, because we've been baptized into Christ. The firstborn son, Christ, is the one who received the inheritance, the firstborn of all creation, risen to never die again. If we want the inheritance, we must be connected to the Son, connected to Jesus in our baptism. We are sons of God, young and old, male and female, because we are connected to the Son of God, Jesus Christ. We, even though we're Gentiles, most of us, are now truly Abraham's offspring according to the promise, because justification comes through faith, not by works, but by grace, through faith in Christ Jesus. There was a time when you were baptized. And the pastor said the triune name of God, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," and said your first name, your middle name, and your last name, placing the triune name of God upon your name. Even though there's billions of Christians, every single one of us were baptized one at a time. And time stood still for us in that moment when the triune name of God was placed upon us through water and word in baptism. You go into 2022 as a baptized child of God, who has the Holy Spirit living in you so that you can do battle against sin as new man in Christ. We go into 2022 with the name of God upon us in the benediction. We go into this coming year with the name of the triune God upon us in our baptism. And thirdly, this name of Jesus and the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is now our new creation. You heard the end of the Christmas story this night, where the shepherds come and find Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And they told everyone what they had seen and what the angels had said. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. They praise God. But all through the Gospel of Luke reminds us that when Mary considered these things, she treasured them quietly. She pondered them in her heart. And then on the eighth day, when they went from Bethlehem up to Jerusalem, Christ was circumcised, and he was given the name Jesus, that was given to him when he was still in his mother's womb by the angel Gabriel, who told both Mary and Joseph that was his name. Some of you know the meaning of your name. The name Jesus literally means Yeshua saves, or the Lord saves. His name means Savior. It was an accident. It was not an accident that was his name. That was exactly what he is, the new Yeshua, the new Joshua, who's come to lead us into the promised land. The name of Jesus was given on the eighth day. And in the Bible, the eighth day is the eighth day. It's a new creation. After the Lord destroyed everything in the flood, eight people, Noah and his family, came off the ark and began a whole new life. A male baby was circumcised on the eighth day and now began a whole new life underneath the covenant of God's grace to Israel. It was on the eighth day, the day after the seventh day of rest, that Christ himself was risen from the dead. A whole new creation began. David, the ancestor of Jesus, was the eighth son of Jesse. And after the Lord rejected Saul, he began all new and again with this new David, this new king called David. The eighth day of Christ's circumcision, the eighth day of his resurrection, it's why the baptismal font that you leave and see in our narthex area is an octagon, eight sides, reminding us of the eighth day. We go into the new year as a new creation in Christ each and every day. I rest my soul on Jesus, this weary soul of mine. His right hand me embraces, I on his breast recline. I love the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, Christ the Lord. Like fragrance on the breezes, his name abroad is poured. Go forth in 2022 with the confidence of a new beginning and a new day. Go forth in the name of the Lord, in your benediction, in your baptism, and in your new creation. Let us go forth in the name of Jesus, Savior, and give him everything that comes upon us this coming year, and place it not into our hands,